Right now it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. So I tried to reach Jim via Skype. That wasn't successful, so Jim reached out and touched us. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
Good morning. Good morning. I broke my Skype. I'm sorry.
Reach out and touch somebody. Does anyone remember where that is from?
But I'm not going to post it.
That's right.
No. Never post.
Honest to God, Jim, so many people thought that I broke my ankle. It was on Odell Beckham. It wasn't on me at all.
But I remember playing those games in fourth grade at the New Lincoln School, thinking, wow, this is stupid. And I just cannot believe that decades, let me rephrase, half a century later, we now have basically an information source that permits this, but not just on 110th Street in Central Park North in a classroom, but rather worldwide.
Let's face it, the world is a little bit topsy-turvy. And, you know, all those responses, in a way, can be to Marshall's situation, can be interpreted as a real concern, a real feeling for a good pal on the Facebook. And the emotion got in the way of reading.
And one of my friends posted the funniest one. The Russians broke Marshall's ankle.
That's right. A Russian troll.
Now we're getting to it.
Now we're on it. Russian troll farms. Did you know that that's where the trolls came from?
I didn't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, there's all this talk about Russian troll farms.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I didn't know that they farmed trolls. Those little fatty things with the... That's all I think of.
Jim, there was one story that I have to ask you about that broke overnight, and that absolutely amazes me, and that is that North Korea hacked South Korea and found out all the military plans and the assassination plot that was planned, if they could ever do it. I mean, what a mess.
But the other thing that's so wonderful, please let me... The other thing that is so wonderful is that what you don't know is, because everyone uses a false flag,
right?
Who is really doing all of this and blaming who else?
I tell you, though, seeing that headline on the hacking, I mean, it just brings it to ground zero. You know, where are we going in this whole situation? There's on 60 Minutes, I can believe the man's name is Parscale. He was, and maybe still is, Trump's digital director. And it's quite a story. It's on the Internet, I think, CNN this morning as well. He was approached by the Trump people long before the election to work with them. And then his job increased as they started running. And he started charging them $1,500 and made $94 million at the end. But what's fascinating, and I think we've all read this in other places, I think it's worth a read again from a guy who actually was manager of the digital program for Trump, in that he really went to the Facebooks and the Googles and everybody, and he really just pressed them for everything and anything in terms of how to get information. And it might seem like an overly simplistic thing that I'm saying, but the point is, one guy goes to these various information sites and says, I really want everything you know, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. Nothing nefarious about it. I would imagine anybody could do it if they were trying to market soap or something. But it shows you the incredible power, which Marshall just, on a personal basis, indicated the power of this thing. But I don't know that it can ever be put back in the bottle, so to speak. But it sure makes you much more circumspect in terms of, well, it should make us more circumspect in terms of what we read and think and believe. and also how we respond in posting and in listening to people posting. It's basically, I think, just one big mess. Anyhow.
Yeah, I happen to agree, but you know, at this point, the well is contaminated. It is impossible. It requires a lot of time, unless you are, you know, trying to find a dog or, you know, again, comment on someone's condition or show pictures of your family, you know, in what used to be defined as social. But I think you can go back to the 2013 hack, which was reported in 2016 as 1 billion Yahoo accounts, which turned out to be 3 billion, all of them, every single one. You've got Equifax, which I just love that it's one person's fault that everybody's Social Security. If I were in a nefarious business, I would be creating people and accounts, you know, readily with all of this information. And even the thing that Marshall was just alluding to, vis-a-vis the North Korean hackers and the and the assassination plans in the in South Korea, you have to read into the article. But you know when that took place?
Some time ago, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. It's September 2016, and it was maybe, and it was mentioned in May.
What's also of interest? I forget. I do not remember the date on it, but. The leader of North Korea had actually accused people of plotting against him. And if you remember, over the course of the months you're talking about, a number of key players, relatives, friends in his North Korean organization were taken out and killed in various and sundry ways. So it certainly lends some validity to the fact that they hacked and found out he was subject to assassination. Beyond assassination, let's get back to what's most important, which is the day. It's beautiful here in New York. I'm certain it's great there. And the weekend of tremendous, what great sports. Green Bay, what a guy. Aaron Rodgers. And we had the Yanks are coming back, and splendid baseball between the Washington Nationals and the Chicago Cubs. So a lot of good things that we can just observe and enjoy without having to get too much involved in some of the things we've been speaking about. However, we must go to something which continues to grow, and that is the concerns that, and I think they're much more than concerns. They're outright worries and maybe a little bit of fear in terms of what direction the president may or may not be taking us. And, you know, may or may not is really what he's evolved to being. One day he says one thing, Tillerson says another thing. It's very disturbing, folks, and I think you should pay attention to it. I think you should write your congressman or senator, talk among yourselves, create a bit of a chain letter in terms of expressing your concern about the president's behavior in terms of getting us involved in conflicts, possibly military, but also possibly to thinking not so much military war, but of a trade war, which would be devastating to us at this particular time. We've got so much on our plate in terms of the hurricanes and et cetera. So I would sit down and put pen to paper or email. And if you're concerned, and I hope you are concerned, because there's very good reason to be concerned, somebody must step in here and seize the day. And I think it's beyond the triumvirate in the White House, who somehow everybody thinks they control the president. I beg to differ, and I think there's all kinds of evidence that nobody has control over him. So something must be done before it's too late. And the idea that the world knows him to be a buffoon and he's not serious and he's the showman, well, that's taking a very calculated risk that many people throughout the world are going to accept what he's doing as behavior other than that as President of the United States. Anyhow, it's these times, they are keeping us awake at night, aren't they?
Well, some of us, but can I just ask, oh, my goodness. Can I just ask a quick question, though?
Of course.
I'm sorry. The reason I said, oh, my goodness, is because there is an ad tailored exactly for me on the BBC website, which I find really staggering, which just goes to support what you were saying about access to information. While all of this is going on and people are staying up nights and worried about everything, and I know a lot of people who are worried about everything, the daily life does have to go on. And I know that you've been watching a bit of sports, and I don't know whether you get up during the adverts, but people are being really encouraged to make some financial, in a lot of cases, make financial decisions that are only going to enrich the people who are encouraging them to make them, not be particularly helpful. And there are LendingTree, Rocket Mortgage, all of these things that go to these lenders that are actually owned by regular big banks that you know about, or hedge funds. And I wish that there were more time spent educating, less time spent on the retail, hey, press this button, and more time spent saying, these are the pros and cons. This is what you need to know.
Well, along the lines of what you mentioned, two things. One, yes, we must go on with our lives. And I was going to kind of finish with this, but I'll bring it up now. All of the stuff that's going on now has happened in the world before in different content in different ways. And the world has survived them, and this country has survived them. And we indeed will do that again, I'm pretty certain. I think the idea on a daily basis is that getting sharper, getting more present, getting more aware of your circumstances and your direction in terms of your personal life, and ratcheting it up a little bit in terms of your energy in going towards your goals. I think we should try and do our best to divert or not be distracted by so much of the world at the moment, and try and refocus and reconcentrate on what it is we're doing. Are we going for a master's? Are we putting in a little extra hour here or there for school for the kids? Now the point of it's in times like this when the markets quite frothy and everybody kind of likes the market and so forth, where these ideas take root. In other words, these ideas which are not necessarily for most people. And that in itself should make you more aware when people come at you with do this, do that, the other thing. If you do engage and want to do something that, for instance, as Jill has just said, a Rocket Mortgage or something like that, you know, if you just take time and a cup of coffee and go into a quiet space in your home and just read through the documents, you will pretty quickly find the trap, the snare, the lack of of a good idea for you as opposed to who's selling you the product. So I understand that we are inundated with lots of television and radio and all kinds of things, and certainly the internet, as you've just mentioned, Jill. But you have to be circumspect and sit back. And I'd say the learning, and it's a good learning, from all of these things happening, where people are trying to manipulate us for political or commercial gain, should, shall we say, make you stand a little taller on point to pay attention and to investigate, because we're not going to get, in my opinion, an education from the television generally, or the internet generally. There are specific programs and documentaries and so forth, which I think are of great use and can teach. And there's certainly programs in terms of education. But we must understand something, as uncomfortable as it is for me to say it. We're not in this country, we're not really geared up to take care of people, take care of the consumer. I don't know that it was ever any different than that. Maybe it was disguised, maybe something else. But the point is, right now, you got to pay attention to the fact that it's your responsibility to take in the information, and rather than digesting it, dissect it and figure it out. And I'd say of eight ideas that might come in from outside world, maybe one might be worthy of pursuing. You know, we spend a lot of time now in our society on glamour, on be it the shows or the movies or the we got to start cutting through some of that shaft. And when you go down your scroll on your, when you get on your screen, I mean, there's certain things, the first couple of sentences, like someone's doing this, someone's doing that in their personal life, a name or something, you know, get rid of it. You know, just keep moving on.
All right, we have about a minute and a half left there, Mr. Lynch.
Oh, my God.
Go Yankees.
Oh, my God, you've got some nerve cutting me off like this. After all I did for you in sending you those posts, I forgot to tell you, I sent you 10 of those posts. Anyhow, all right, let's go, Yankees. Come on, Yankees, let's go. We got to do it. We got to do it. And I don't know if you're Cubbies or Nats, but great, great series, great baseball. And great weather as we're getting into the fall finally. So, folks, your biggest asset is yourself. Take care of that asset. Polish the asset. Teach the asset. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your kids. Have a great week. Talk to you next time.
Take care, Jim.
Thanks.
I'm Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Jim online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Cover Your Assets.